Welcome. You're at OTR, Over the Rainbow, Achieving Mental Health for Real. OTR is a safe place where you can go to hear how real people recover from all kinds of mental issues. Also, this show sometimes has experts with practical tips that can help a lot. Your host is Bob Adelman, who brings you important information and interesting shows and interviews to help you with your journey. Bob also has occasional solo shows, like the popular Beating Severe Anxiety and Depression, which takes you through a severe depression, which some call a nervous breakdown, although Bob refers to it as an episode. And finally, the most important function of the show is to lessen the stigma of mental illness and allow people to talk about their issues, to show that mental illness is nothing to be ashamed and embarrassed about, to try to prevent suicides which crush the family of the person's sudden death. There will be opinions about medicine versus natural healing and much more. Now here is your host, Bob Adelman.
Thanks again, Juliet. You did a great job on the introduction of the show. Hello, everybody. This is Bob Adelman. You're at OTR, Achieving Mental Health for Real. And today we have an excellent show about a woman who got into a terrible car accident, hit her head, and had complications both physically and mentally from it. But she stood strong and is recovering. So here she is, Alexa Randolph. Hi, Alexa. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the show. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
I am 26 years old. I graduated from Michigan State back in 2016 with a degree in communications, and I'm working as a marketing specialist right now, but I've also been starting my own business. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Oh, that's great. You had mentioned that you had a life event that was some kind of an accident that affected your system. Could you go into that more?
Yeah, so that actually happened. So I actually graduated from Michigan State May of 2016 and July of 2016. I was visiting family in Las Vegas, and a lady ran a red going like 60 miles an hour, T-boned us, and it hit my side of the car. From what I remember, like, my head hit the window, and like my head went the other way after. So like I have head and like neck issues. Actually, that night everybody walked away without having to go to the hospital. EMS checked me out and they said I looked okay. A few days later, I started getting like dizzy and had bad headaches and just wasn't feeling good. And we went to see like my uncle's doctor, and he had basically told me that it was a sinus infection, that I had, like, it might have been coming on, and when I got hit, it made it come out. And I had neck issues, so they gave me like a neck brace. And then I went home about a week later, and I went back to my own doctors, who sent me to like a chiropractor, and then also said a lot of my other issues were depression. So I listened to the doctors, and I started looking for work because I had just graduated, and I figured I might as well try and get out there. So I ended up finding a job with an event planner, which had been my dream job. And I worked there for about 6 or 7 months. But every time they try to like show me to do something or tell me what to do, it's like all of a sudden my brain just like couldn't handle it, which was really strange because normally I'm someone that picks up really fast. I'm a quick learner. I'm always on. So I still had bad headaches where I got hit. So I ended up going to the doctor, and they told me that's not still normal because that was about 4 months later. So they finally sent me to a neurologist who told me right away that I had a concussion all that time and a post-concussion syndrome. So I started going to different treatments, therapies, tried medicine, went to pain doctors, just nothing would work. I was just kept getting more and more pain. And I had one doctor at one point basically tell me that I should be jumping for joy and I'm a normal, healthy girl and I shouldn't be at a 10 out of 10 pain. Like, that's not possible. And basically made me feel like I was crazy, which I wasn't.
Wow.
And then I finally found new doctors who I'm still with today. And it was actually a year to the day of the accident. I was diagnosed with central pain syndrome, which is like a chronic pain disorder due to damage to the brain, brainstem, or spine. And because of the car accident and like the mild traumatic brain injury, it caused me to have all this pain. So I'm constantly in pain. My body's burning all the time. My nerves don't work well. Like I bruise really easily. And your simple touch just isn't good for me anymore. Like, just someone that touches me will make me like jump out of my skin.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. It sucks, but I'm getting through.
How old were you when you had the accident?
21.
And how old are you now?
And I'm 26.
So you've been suffering for about 5 years
yep.
with this. Wow. Do they give you any pain medication?
I've tried a lot of the different medications. I just kept getting worse, like side effects. So to me, it just wasn't worth it. So no, I'm not on any meds right now. I just got some shots in my neck for my neck pain and stuff. So hopefully that'll at least subside for a little while.
Oh, it's a cortisone shot?
The trigger point injection. So I think it's lidocaine and steroids.
All right. Because I had myself two neck operations. I had a collapsed vertebrae on my spinal cord that was crushing. It was crushing it, and it became like a thin layer. So they had to do a double fusion. That was back in 2000.
Wow!
And then I had a second operation in 2017, because what happened in 2013? One day I was just walking around and something snapped, and my legs started to get number every day. Like, first my feet would get numb, and then my legs. So now I'm in a walker because from the knees down, it just, all the blood goes down into my ankles. Unless I wear these things like support socks.
Yeah.
Then it keeps the blood from going to the foot, but it still goes down to the sock level. So that was, you know, terrific. And I've suffered from depression probably day one, in a sense, because I have ADHD. And I always had it. I never knew what it was for a long time, but I always had it. And then somewhere in my adolescence, I got OCD, I got depression, and in 91, I suffered a severe episode of anxiety depression. So how is your depression? Are you just depressed because of the pain? Or is there another layer of depression that you have?
Yeah, no, it comes and goes for sure. Like, there's plenty of days where like I feel like just stuck and want to like do nothing. But there's other days I like kind of work my way through it. I actually, because of everything I went through, started my own like podcast and blog called With Love Alexa. And it's basically to help bring other people's stories of this, like, of chronic pain, of mental health, personal growth. I want other people to get to share their own story that maybe don't feel comfortable sharing it on their own.
Right.
And that actually helped me a lot to see, like, that I wasn't alone in all these situations.
I heard a couple interviews that you did. It was very good.
Thank you. Yeah, it just helps me to stay strong because I know other people. And I want to be advocates for, because I learned to be my own advocate. Because when I had those doctors telling me it was in my head, I knew it wasn't.
Yeah.
And I kept pushing and fighting until I got my answer.
Okay, so you don't want to try any other medicine? You tried a lot of them. Did you try Lyrica?
Yes, that one was not good for me.
Because
I've done it Neurontin, I think. I've been on Neurontin a couple times. Or gabapentin, Tegretol.
Gotcha.
Made me really sick.
That's not good.
Yeah, I don't. They're just not worth it.
I have the same issue with my ADHD. I can't take Ritalin or anything like that because it makes me crazed. I just in 1 week I'm a crazed maniac. So, I fight it every day, but I pretty much had it lifetime. When I was a child, it was much easier to function because I could live in my own little world. But then I got into like junior high, and those days were over because, I got picked on and all sorts of stuff. Bullying.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're into a lot of different things. Can you tell us more about that? Do you have a website that you want to plug?
Yeah. My website is alexarandolph.com. And my podcast is With Love Alexa, as well as my blog. And I actually do have two romance novels that I had self-published in the early stages. I started working on them actually in college. But after the accident, I was able to really take the time and got them self-published. And then I have I also have a clothing line called Forever Strong, because that's like my motto. It's no matter how weak we feel, there's always strength deep down.
That's great.
And we just got to pull it out, and we're always going to be forever strong.
I'm kind of doing the same thing as you, because what I'm trying to do is get the word out that you can recover from any mental illness, pretty much. When I first got this way, way back in the Stone Age, 91, they didn't have anything. Nobody knew what I had. It was like, I felt like so horrible. I can't describe it, but they couldn't diagnose it. And the psychiatrist gave me one Prozac, and I was begging her for some help. And she basically said, oh, don't call me back. You have enough for now. We'll see you later. So I had to check myself into a hospital. But the listeners know all about that. I want to find out more about you. So how long have you been doing the podcast?
So I actually started it back in September of 19. I did it through a studio that I was like working at. And then after COVID hit, I had so many like backed up because I would do like 2 to 3 a week, like recording for once a week. So it took me to like June of 2020. And then I realized I could do it still at home. So then I continued back starting in June, I think through Zoom.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to do a live show Sunday. This won't get out before then, but, I'm going to experiment with Zoom. I don't trust it right now. That was, otherwise I would have done it for this broadcast, but I don't quite trust it yet. But, so the people that you meet, or how do you find those people?
I found people through different like Facebook groups. Like I'm on one of the podcast connection groups, and you can like look for a guest and explain what you want.
Right.
I also like found you on Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I do? It was really crazy. So once COVID kind of hit, I was kind of rebranding and doing a few different things. And I actually was reached out to a lot of reality stars and like athletes, and I got quite a bit.
Wow.
Like people from Bachelor and Big Brother. I think because like at the time no one was really doing anything. So I got a lot of them, and then I just like people started messaging me like with their stories, and then I wanted them to come on the podcast. So
yeah.
Mainly through social media.
Right. Okay. I usually go out to Anchor and some of like bipolar and panic attack. I interviewed somebody that had panic attacks in the past, and most of my shows are about how you actually recover, We had somebody that had bipolar 1, which was really severe. He went into like La La Land, where he thought God was talking to him. And he wrote this book called Crossover. You might want to check it out, but it's, he recovered. I mean, he's doing good now for the last 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So he had 3 episodes too. So he's doing great. So tell me more about how you deal with the pain. Are you able to sleep at all?
So that's like one of my bigger issues lately, especially. It's like, I just don't sleep good. I wake up a lot. Sometimes it could take me a while to fall asleep. So that it makes it really hard. And then when I have like my post-concussion syndrome on top of the pain, I get, my brain gets very foggy throughout the day. So it's really hard to like do work and different things.
Yeah. I feel for you because with my predicament, I can't concentrate on one thing. And so if somebody's explaining something to me, especially like a wedding plan thing, I'd be lost.
Yeah, see, I don't do it anymore. I did it for like the first 6 months after the accident. And then I realized like how much work it was. And my brain, just for whatever reason, wasn't picking it up, even though normally it would have. But it just couldn't for whatever reason because of the accident, like because of the my brain injury, but that I didn't know I had at the time because everyone told me it's just depression.
Have you been tested for ADHD at all?
No, I haven't, but I think a lot of it's the post-concussion.
Okay. All right. And
so, like, I get overwhelmed easy, but...
Do you go into a panic, or is it just anxiety you get?
It's just mainly anxiety. I do sometimes will get, like, have a panic attack or, like, a meltdown because it gets really... It's hard when you can't really, like, hold down, like, a full-time job or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my business, but it's not, like... It's kind of in the beginning stages still, so it takes a while. So I still have to, like, work in the meantime.
Are you trying to get the money through the podcast at all?
I'm trying. Okay. It's not... I'm just switched over to Anchor. So, I mean, the other site I was doing didn't really, like, give you the opportunity like Anchor does.
What site was that you used to be on?
It was Transistor.
Just so people know, yeah. Well, I've been with Anchor since October 2019. And, you know, I love them. They do everything for you.
Do they help you get sponsors and stuff?
Actually, they do that, but...
I don't want money to get in the way of what I'm doing. So I don't have commercials. I don't
deal with
sponsors. So I'm not looking for the money. I'm looking to help people. And the only way I could figure out how I could take my suffering that I did for so many years and make something out of it is to warn people that they may need help at some point and they may need medication. I talk to a lot of people that say they can meditate, they can take cannabis, they can do all different things.
I've tried a few of those kind of things. Meditating actually can be really nice. Like it can, sometimes if I'm getting into like really worked up and then I just start breathing, it kind of will let me like relax for a little. So that does help.
Have you looked into marijuana at all?
A little bit. I haven't really had much luck, but I'm still trying.
I mean, I don't think it did much for me, but I tried a little bit, but no, it didn't work. I got paranoid and stuff. So, like, what's your typical day like? Do you have to do special treatment or go to a physical therapist, or how does that work?
So, mainly my day-to-day is, it's pretty simple. Like, I'll get up, I'll, like, do some work, because I do work part-time as a marketing specialist for, like, a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll do, like, work for her from home, and then I start trying to work on my own, like, podcasts and things like that. I, like, do treatment, like, once a week. I have therapy, psychologist. But I don't do any physical therapy. I've done it, like, 5 times already, and nothing's helped. So I'm like, I don't want to waste the money and the time.
Yeah. Do you think your, brain problems or mental issues are worse than your physical pain, or how would you rate each one, I guess?
I think it depends on the day with my brain and my pain. I think my anxiety, it's less than the other two. But I'm starting to like learn more about my pain in the sense like walking is good for me, or stretching, or trying not to lay in bed all day. Like things like that kind of do help. So I think my brain lately has been what's been so hard, because it's like I'm trying to do work, and like if I don't sleep good, my brain doesn't focus as good, and then I'm exhausted, and then it's just hard to concentrate. So I think a lot of it is my brain right now. But like my pain, it's there and it's annoying, and sometimes it's really bad. But I'm just trying to do like stretching and walking and things like that have been kind of helping a little bit.
Yeah, my niece had Lyme's disease, and she has all sorts of issues with that, physical issues and mental issues. So, I mean, it can get you one way or another, you know. I'm just happy that I have some medication that actually works a little bit. I wish you had more of a pain medicine, though. That would be good. But you're having trouble adjusting to them, right? You're saying?
Yeah, it just gets to be too bad. Like, I get really sick or dizzy, and it just makes me way worse. So it's like, to me, and it's like a week in or a week and a half, and I'm like, it's just not worth it.
Okay. So you were saying you're on disability, right?
I'm not.
Oh, are you planning to go on it? Because I'm on it.
Don't see what I have is enough.
Really? Because I got on it. I was happy to get on it because I was able to retire and just, I wouldn't have been able to work now. Maybe a little bit at home, but still I can't. Just doing this podcast wears my feet out. It's going to get to be uncomfortable. Not to get too personal, but do you have a significant other that?
I don't right now. I live with my parents still. I'm only 26, but they're amazing.
That's good. What do they do to help you?
They're just always there to listen. They try and like massage me if I'm in pain, or they'll try and give me like a medicine that might work, or like they'll try and like give me heating pads. It's mainly the best thing they can do. It's just being there for me, supporting me.
Yeah.
And they don't judge me. They never believe the doctors. They're always on my side from the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, you can't believe doctors. One will say one thing and then the other one will say something else. I mean, that's terrific that you have that kind of support.
And all my friends have been amazing too.
Your friends. Okay.
Like when they know, like if I have to cancel last minute from pain, or if we have to change plans, and maybe they just come over, to like they're all like very supportive.
Wow, that's great.
I got very lucky.
You have a lot of them?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Not like a ton, but a good amount.
I have two people I call in New Jersey. That's where I'm from originally. And one of them is more like me. She has ADHD, and the other one just wants to talk about like baseball and stuff like that, which is good too. I'm a big baseball fan. Are you into sports at all?
I do like some. I like basketball. I like football and I like baseball too, but I feel like basketball is just the easiest to like understand, and it goes like so fast.
Right. That's true. But you played before the accident, you played basketball?
Oh, no. I mean, I did, I guess, in seventh grade, but I was really bad. I'm like the world's biggest klutz, so.
Are you tall?
No, I'm 5'3". Oh.
Okay. Yeah, the taller the better, usually, with basketball.
I know. I only made it because there was 15 spots and only 15 people tried out.
Yeah, I'm actually 6'7".
Oh,
I'm
wow.
I'm I don't know if you know Aaron Judge of the Yankees. He's 6'7" as well, and he weighs 280 pounds, and I weigh like another 80 pounds on top of that.
Wow.
So it doesn't look like obesity, but they put it down as
tall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the belly fat, and that's almost impossible to get rid of. I find it to be very difficult. So how much time do you spend doing your podcast and stuff? Do you edit it yourself?
Yeah. I mainly don't edit too much, just because I put the intro in while we're doing it, and it makes it easier. But now that we're switching to Anchor, I'll be able to edit it more.
Right. That'd be good.
But no, I love doing it, and it's just fun and it's easy, and I met so many amazing people through it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I met so many people that have helped me along the way. Because everybody knows just a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And this one fellow I talked to the other day said, well, you know what I do? I just do something I enjoy. And I made the argument is when you're depressed, you don't enjoy anything.
Right.
But that's not always true. There's always a way to maybe just, sometimes I'll be watching TV and I feel like I'm getting depressed. I'll just pick up the computer and start working with it. Because I really enjoy the computer. That's like my security blanket.
Yeah, mine's my reading. I love to read.
Yeah, I wish I could read. I have dyslexia as well, which makes reading almost forget about it.
Would you ever do the audiobooks or anything?
I do audiobooks on occasion, but I'm not too fond of them because they go kind of slow.
Yeah, that's true, and I would probably be faster reading it than hearing it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely faster. And so, is there anything that you want to talk about that I haven't covered?
I think we actually got everything.
That's good. You can officially plug your... Can you give us your different things? You said you wrote some books and stuff like that. Can you give us that one more time?
So my books can be found on Amazon, and they're called, it's the With Love series. So one is With Love Ella, and the other is Daniel Ever After. I'm actually making some tweaks on them currently. So you can still buy them, but it'll be a little different, different covers and things like that in the next couple months. But you can get them on Amazon, and my podcast can be found wherever you listen to your podcast with Love Alexa. And my website is Alexa, A-L-E-X-A, Randolph, RANDOLPH.com, and pretty much everything I do is on there.
Okay. Well, you're a brave person. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say your pain was right now?
Actually, today it's a 3 right now, which is nice.
Terrific.
So that's not too bad.
But what is the prognosis, though? Do the doctors say that it'll get better?
Right now, probably not. It won't get worse.
Okay.
It's not it's something that'll get progressively worse, thankfully, over the years. But I don't, unless something randomly changes in science, I don't know if it'll get better.
Right. I'm the same boat. Is your spinal cord actually injured, or is it just the muscles and nerves?
Yeah.
Because my spinal cord was flat.
I think my neck, I think, is a little bit flatter.
Okay. So, do you see any operation in the future?
I don't know. Right now, they say I'm okay. Everything's too, small to do it.
Okay.
So, who knows? But,
I'm
also only 26, so.
Yeah. What would you say to somebody that, when it, same thing, got an accident? What's the best advice you would give them?
I would say, first of all, to keep fighting for yourself. If you don't feel like what you're hearing is true, if you feel like there's more to it, keep fighting, keep going to doctors. You're not doctor shopping. And even if you are doctor shopping, it's to get yourself better. And to keep telling your story as much as you feel comfortable, because so many people just don't know. and just to know you are forever strong. You are so strong, and you may not feel it some days, but just deep down, just know there's that extra strength. It's just not, hasn't come out yet.
That's perfect. If anybody wants to reach her, you got her email. Or if you want to reach me, I'll tell you what my email is a little bit later in the closing. Thank you very much, Alexa. I actually had to shut off my Echo Dot. But do you have trouble with that? Is that a problem?
Sometimes, but we keep ours on mute until we're using it. So then there's really no issue.
Yeah, it's not fair. Well, you can change the name. You can say Echo instead.
But I like having Alexa because now I get keychains and stuff at or anything you can get your name.
Wow.
Like airports. I never could get my name before. So
that's great. That's great. Are you able to travel with this pain?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the most part, I'll get sore and whatever, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do long hikes and crazy camping or anything like that. It's more luxurious, hotels with pools or.
Oh, great. Yeah. I'm not able to travel at all.
Oh.
So I'm kind of stuck here. But we'll see what happens in the future. Like you said, maybe they'll come up with something a little bit better, a better operation or whatever it takes. Because I'm willing to do anything to feel better. But, okay, so that's a good story of recovery. I'm very sorry that you have to go through this. I hope you have some luck, maybe either with the medication or if there's any therapy they come up with. But you've been a great guest. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
That's Alexa Randolph, a very courageous woman who is trying to help others in similar situations through her website, alexarandolph.com, which is out on the description of the episode. And it's chock full of great information and leads to her series of books as well. So check it out. Okay, that was a great episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And there'll be many more. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm at overtherainbowbob@gmail.com. My Twitter feed is overtherainonebow. And on Instagram and Facebook, search for OTR-AchievingMentalHealthForReal. So I'll see you there. And I'll see you for our next show. Take care.